As we all know, Pope Francis will be arriving into Ireland on the 25th of August, and he'll be here on the 26th as well. And a lot has been made about the Festival of Families and music and all that sort of thing. And somebody from Nina in County Tipperary decided to put pen to paper to write a song, perform the song, and make a video of the song. And all I can say, it has gone absolutely viral. The song itself is called Fault of Papa Francis. It's written by Liam Gleeson, and he joins me now on the line. Liam, good evening.
Good evening, Darren. Thanks very much for having me on the show this evening.
Listen, it's an absolute pleasure. Before we talk about the song, I might as well admit to the listeners that I know you for quite some time, Liam. And if we go back a few years, you know, music, it's always been a love for you, but I would have said you were very shy when you got into music.
Very much so, I suppose. I mean, I joined the Seven Mines Folk Choir about 8 or 9 years back. And at that point, I would have been very much hiding in the back row and maybe joining in where I could. But as the years progressed on, I had a very good choir director there who built that confidence into me and eventually moved out the front and sang a few solos. And I suppose it's taken off a little bit from there for me.
It kind of has. And I know that you're involved with the group Amadeus as well. And you're in huge demand singing at weddings and funerals and all sorts of things, not just in Tipperary, but right around the country.
Yeah, Amadeus have been on the road a long time. You've Sheila Chadwick, Teresa Larkin and Kathleen Costell, they're three of the finest musicians that are in Ireland, and they've been doing that a long time. And I'm privileged from time to time to join them where there's a need for a male voice to come in on that. And also Seven Trees, of course, operate under Perfect Circle as well, and we're doing the occasional wedding and different business events and so on, so we're delighted to be able to do that as well.
Well, no, that's news to me. I wasn't aware of Perfect Circle.
Perfect Circle's up and running now the last maybe year or so, and I suppose recording songs and put them up on Facebook and things like that, it's a little bit of promo really for who we are as well, and to try and put our names out there and our music out there, and people might like it, and you know, hopefully then choose us for their wedding ceremony or whatever ceremony might be going on.
And the first time that we met was a good number of years ago, an event that took place in Roscrea, the Teresa Larkin School of Music, and they had a concert. Frank Nocton was supposed to be the performer on the night, and he became unwell, and I was called in the day before. But we had an absolute blast, and it's been interesting to watch your progress in music, Liam. As I said, you were shy, but you've gotten that bit of inner confidence that has led to right today, and you wrote a song about Pope Francis.
Well, indeed, that meeting, I suppose, is really by faith and a stood to a sense, as we've remained good friends since, and you've obviously remained great friends with the Silver Mines Folk Choir and Teresa Larkin over those many years. But yeah, getting through all, I suppose starting off at small beginnings and working my way up along, I finally got the confidence to start putting some of my music out there. I've written a lot of songs over the years, but never really had the confidence to put them out in public. So this is really the first one that I've given a good push to. And it was, you know, with Pope Francis coming to Ireland, the opportunity presented itself to do something for that. I was chatting with a friend of mine, another DJ from another station, actually, and he said to me, "Do you realise that when Pope John Paul came to Ireland, there was 4 songs released to recognise his visit? Isn't it strange nobody's come up with anything this time?" And that got me to thinking. And as you know, probably as you'd see from the video, I'm not a small guy, so I do a lot of walking out in the mountains around North Tipperary and that to try and lose a bit of weight. And while I was doing that, the words sort of came to me for this song, and I put it together and said, "Look, we'll do a little video, put it out there, and see do people like it." And it's really taken off from there.
Yeah, it went viral, and all the Irish Independent went with it, the Examiner went with it, the Tipperary Press went with it. It went viral all over the country and outside of Ireland as well.
Absolutely. IrishCentral.com in America picked it up as well, which I was amazed with. I mean, I'm certainly not used of this sort of attention for myself or for my music, and it's absolutely fabulous to get it. So the media have been great to me so far, and I'm delighted with it.
Now, I've been lucky enough to have actually heard the song myself, and I played it for my mother as well, and I have to say I'm blown away. But let's get into the song, Liam, the lyrics. I know you cited the visit of Pope John Paul II back in 1979, now the visit of Pope Francis, and you've written about the fact that Ireland, it is a different place now.
Absolutely. I mean, there's great romanticising of when Pope John Paul came to Ireland and you know, loving the children of Ireland and so on. But the Catholic Church has gone through an awful place since those days up to now, and we hear of all the scandals that it's gone through. And all the evil, I suppose, that had infested the church that we didn't know about. And I really, from a personal point of view, I see Pope Francis as being a very kind man. He comes across as a very kind and a very modern man in his thinking. So I suppose my hope for him is that he's going to lead the church to a better place in the community. I mean, the Catholic Church, if it is ever to come back to any place of prominence, I suppose, in Ireland or importance in Ireland, that can only be achieved really through kindness and new thinking, which I feel this Pope is probably slowly achieving, you know.
You know, Liam, if you go back in history, since Pope John Paul came here in 79, divorce has come in. I mean, the sky didn't fall. We've had the marriage referendum recently, just a few short months ago, the Eighth Amendment referendum. So Ireland is a very different place. I mean, maybe faith isn't as important to a lot of people. But as you say, you see Francis as being somebody of, you know, humility, reaching out to people. And I suppose the hope is that when he comes here this time, that, you know, he'll, you know, try and set the record straight and try and help people to grieve and to gain comfort.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think it's important that he shows that the church is willing to accept the way society is now and to move on with that and to help people through the daily trials and tribulations that are associated with that society now. And I think you also have to recognize the troubles or the sins of the past and certainly show that the church is atoning for those as best it can, and show that these type of things could never ever happen again within the church, and that he is a leader to be trusted and a kind leader.
You know, I think it's fair to say that, I mean, there is a huge fall off in numbers of people attending church services, masses. I mean, obviously people will turn out for weddings and for funerals. But I'll go back a couple of years to a concert that he put on in the Silver Mines Church, and I was, you know, very lucky to be asked to partake in it. The place was absolutely full to capacity. And it became clear to me that music is actually a great avenue for reaching out to people.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, in my local village where that concert took place, I suppose the guts of 800 people turned out that night to our small church. And we have a fabulous community there where we are, and music pretty much binds us all together. We have a fantastic choir, and people always back that choir. They weigh in behind us no matter what we're doing. And when you meet them after a concert, or you meet them even after a Saturday night mass that we've sang at, they speak to us and tell us, you know, they found it uplifting, that they've come to mass tonight. They don't normally go to mass, but they came to mass tonight because they knew the music would be on and that would be upbeat and I suppose it brings a bit of spirit to the whole thing, and that's good for the church. It's good for the community, and certainly we're very lucky to have a parish priest who supports us in every possible way in everything we do with our music in that village.
Now, Liam, tell me about the song. Where did you record it? Who did you record it with?
Okay, so I went to my good friend Teresa Larkin to arrange the music for me, because Teresa is a world-renowned Irish traditional musician, and I wanted it to have an Irish, real Irish traditional feel to it. As a song from Ireland to welcome the Pope. And then we went to Middlewalk Studios with Peter Maher to record it. And the Middlewalk is well known in music circles. It's probably where Nathan Carter and Mike Denver and people like that record in Ireland. So it's top class.
So you're up there with Nathan Carter, Liam?
Well, I wouldn't mind being up there with Nathan Carter singing for the Pope, but I'm quite happy to be using the same studio and a quality of studio at that level, you know.
And tell me, have you not got a call yet from the powers that be inviting you to come along to Croke Park?
Oh, I think I may be left waiting on that call. Look, in fairness, Daniel O'Donnell, Nathan Carter, these are all top artists from Ireland. I'm delighted to see guys like that performing at this. I mean, Daniel O'Donnell certainly has done many songs of praise and many good works, and he's a great charity guy. He's with great guy for charities and helping charities and that as well. He deserves to be up there. And it's a world meeting of families, and Nathan Carter appeals to the old and young alike, so I think he's ideal for that as well. I probably would question a little bit about Andrea Bocelli coming over. I know he'd be a most fabulous artist, but we have some great homegrown tenors, like Finbar Wright or Ronan Tynan, or dare I say it, even Darren McGann, that could be up there.
Who? I never heard of him.
Work. So that'll be my thinking on that. I mean, I think two Irish artists are the Nate Carter and Daniel Donnelly up there.
Well, I know the priests are going to be there as well, and James Galway, the flautist, is going to be there. But, you know, Teresa Larkin could easily be there too. As you've mentioned, a world-renowned traditional flute player. She's absolutely outstanding.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we have some really fabulous homegrown talent in Ireland. And this would be a great opportunity to showcase that as much as we possibly could. So, you know, I suppose it's not so much that I'm disappointed about being up there. It is the only song out there that was written specifically to welcome the Pope. So I would like to hear that it was being played on the tannoys or the speaker systems in Knock or the Phoenix Park while the audience were waiting on his song in the store arrive. I don't expect to get the call to actually perform when you're up there with them.
Well, I think a lot of people would welcome if it was played on the tannoys, because I mentioned earlier in the show, some people, if you're going to Knock by car, you'll have a 12-kilometre walk. I'm sure listening to Fall to Papa Francis will help, you know, walk that bit faster. But listen, before I let you go, what's next for Liam Gleeson?
Okay, well, actually, very close. Tomorrow night, we're releasing a new video onto Facebook for a song called 60 Years Ago. It was written by Seamus Dorn, another famous songwriter from Rosscrea, same town as Trees of Larkin. The song I recorded about 2 years ago on my Come What May album. And we've finally really got around to releasing a video for it now. Derek Ryan actually took the song as well, maybe last year there, and it was very successful for him. So our version is a little bit slower. It's the original version. It's Derek sort of hyped up his one a little bit. So we're going to give that a go tomorrow evening at 10 o'clock. That goes live on Facebook. So if there's anyone there that can like and share that for us. And then I have a new song called White Flag coming out in September. It's a song I wrote myself. And it's a song, I suppose, telling people to, you know, how to battle with their demons and, you know, go for the simpler things in life, I suppose, really.
Sounds impressive. Well, Liam, it's been an absolute pleasure having you on air to talk. I'm going to give Fall to Papa Francis a spin now, and it'll be the first spin here on CRY. Absolutely delighted to do it for you.
Thanks.
But listen, the best of luck, and if by hook or by crook you manage to make it to Croke Park on the Saturday, will you give us a wave, because I'll be in the audience.
Absolutely. I'd be delighted to bring you with me if I can make it happen.
And if the listeners enjoy this as much as I have, you know, get on to whoever you have to get on to and get this guy to Croke Park, because if anybody deserves it, he's written a song specifically to welcome Pope Francis to Ireland. Lads, it's time we had a celebration. Liam Gleeson, it's been a pleasure having you on CRY, and we'll catch up again very soon.
Thanks very much, Tara. Talk to you soon. Thank you.
Take care, my man. All the best. Bye-bye. And there we had Liam Gleeson, all the way live from Dublin, actually. That's where he was today. But without any further ado, it's my absolute pleasure and honour to present this song to you.
Papa Francis, we're so glad to see you here. We gather here before you, your holy words we hold so dear. As a family, we come to greet you. Your blessing we the love you have shown to many, you now bestow upon this isle. Father, Papa Francis, shine your light so we may see. Francis, your blessing, home decree. John Paul, he was our hero in the fall of 79. Young people of Ireland, I love you, was the late Pontiff's cry. Ireland is a different place now. For many we've lost our way. We need your guidance, Pope Francis. Teach us love, show us the way. Papa Francis, shine your light so we may see. Patria, go ahead and Papa Francis, your blessing home across. Our lives are all running and racing, consumed in our own little worlds, too busy to see God's greatness. Our souls thirst for your word. Papa Francis, how we love you. Your kind and gentle way, our prayers we lay before you on this holy special day. Vulture, go ahead and Papa Francis, shine your light so we may see. Go ahead, Papa Francis, your blessing home agree. Go ahead, Papa Francis, your blessing home.